Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football Friday. Solana does not look like a guy that would be able to play perreo like this.
No.
Based on what he's wearing today, I Instagrammed out earlier, and I didn't realize this when I Instagrammed it till I just looked at some of the DMs that I got. But Steven, our associate producer here, he brought in, I mentioned this earlier, he brought in this crazy calzone from Little Caesars. Remember we had talked about it like three, 4 weeks
ago?
Anything that you name crazy is always Crazy Andy at the Heat games. Like anything you put crazy in front of, for whatever reason, just hits a little bit differently. Because Solana and I both tried this crazy calzone for the first time, as did Steven, and it's not bad. But I said to Solana, you know, if Steven comes in and goes, hey, I got the Little Caesars calzone, and that's what they called it, you open up the box, you look at it, and you're like, And then you bite it, and you're like, yeah, I don't know what's going on here. But the fact that they called it Crazy Calzone is inspired, because now I'm expecting something a little bit different than a calzone, and a little crazier. A little crazier. So on Instagram, I have Steven walking into the studio, walking into the building, holding this crazy calzone, and he brings it over to Solana, who's working on stuff for the show, and we look at the crazy calzone together. It's just a little behind the scenes what's going on here before work. It's Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram, and I didn't think too much of it until I just looked at the DMs, and there were several people that pointed out Solana's got a shirt tucked in. And it's not the typical tuck-in shirt. It's like, it's almost like a T-shirt. It's a T-shirt, a striped T-shirt. It's not like a Nike T-shirt or something. It's like it's a striped T-shirt.
Salvation Army.
And he's got those capri jeans on, the capri pants style jeans, the one that are tapered real close to the ankle, which I don't think you can see on the Instagram video. But you can clearly see that your shirt is tucked in, which is a little odd nowadays, Solana.
Not tucked in, just was sitting, and the shirt got folded over, and it looks like it's tucked in. Not tucked in, though.
Anyone can go look at it on Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. That shirt is tucked in, brother.
Yeah.
That shirt is not. It is tucked in.
It's weird too. It's a big shirt with tight pants.
But it's tucked in high. Like I don't know. I don't know what you're doing there.
His belt is over his navel.
There's no.
You were showing your belts over your navel. How are you gonna wear
on.
It?
I don't have a belt on. Because that used to be a trend where people would wear like tight jeans, a belt, and then they'd only tuck in the front part of the shirt. Like mid-2000s.
Yep. He looks in this video like he's dressing like Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell. Not the college years, but I mean way back when I was watching it. Anyway, untuck your shirt, Solana, and let's just have some fun today. Let's be a little less formal.
Formal?
Dale.
Formal. You look like you'll sleep in a public library till they kick you out. You look ridiculous.
I've got the best fit on today.
He does. Crowder's making fun of his fit. First of all, I'm wearing a sweatshirt that's turned inside out, and this looks like it's been eaten by moths, and I've got a pair of crappy shorts on. I have zero soles left on my shoe.
Your foot's going to touch the cement.
I know. So I'm sitting next to Solana in his side of the studio in this last commercial break, and Crowder goes, Solana, you look like a homeless person. And I found it so funny because compared to what I'm wearing, He looks like the president of the United States.
Your shoes look like the ones they make fun of for the coaches. The
I mean,
Monarchs.
There's literally no soles left on these shoes.
The Air Monarchs. That's the white guy that cooks at the family barbecue. He has to have on the Air Monarchs.
Yeah, but only burgers and dogs.
Right.
Somebody.
No seasoning.
Somebody sent me. Did you guys see this? Josh Appel texted it to me. Did you see the Clippers unveiled their new stadium today? Well, apparently all the Clippers players were there. Do you remember when we went to the unveiling of, what was it? It was a Panthers something. You and I were there. It was at the BB&T Center.
Yes. I don't know what they were unveiling.
What the hell was it? But I remember Crowder and I were asked to come, so we sit there, we're in the audience, and it was boring as hell. There's a video going around. I got to find this for you guys.
They're retiring somebody's jersey.
I don't even think it was that.
Bleachers or something.
No,
I remember
and we were like, what is going on here?
You embarrassed me. You were just a little too loud for my liking.
I wasn't having fun. I needed to entertain myself.
We're not here to entertain.
The Clippers unveil this new stadium today. It looks phenomenal. But apparently all the players were required to be there for the unveiling as well. And there was some musical number that looks like it was done. Speaking of a guy that would wear Air Monarchs, it looks like this would be done by like a cruise ship hip hop night with everyone that looks like they'd be wearing Air Monarchs. And like you kind of see Kawhi just sitting back. I got to send you guys this video. It's funny as hell.
Oh, never entertain Kawhi now.
I'm going to find this. Yeah, but I don't think this would entertain anybody. It is so great. All right, I found it. I'm going to text it to you guys. Let's do headlines here before we run out of time. Headlines here with Alejandro Solana and a tucked-in shirt.
These headlines are sponsored by Golf Miami-Dade.
Just sent it right back to Appel's thread. I am going to get crushed now.
I have it.
Did you find it?
Yeah,
it's
funny. It to you guys.
It's funny as hell, right? I'm going to send it to you guys.
That's the Norwegian Cruise Line cruise director.
Right?
Todd.
That is exactly it. That is exactly it.
Todd.
Golf Miami-Dade, 5 convenient courses. You
Wait
can book
you
your tee
this.
Time
it's coming
today.
Coming in on your text machine right now.
GolfMiamiDade.com. Last night, Thursday Night Football, Washington beat New York 30-29. Really was a wild fourth quarter and ending. Washington, their kicker misses a 40-something yard field goal. New York was offside. He gets another shot at it, and he buries it. 30-29 was the final score.
Yeah, we had the Giants plus 3.5, so we covered and we won our bet. But, man, what a brutal loss for Will Manso and Steve Goldstein's New York Giants.
Catch a step to the wrong wagon, man.
Speaking of Goldstein, did you see the news yesterday on the Florida Panthers? Did you see that, Solana?
I didn't.
The TNT released their schedule. TNT is doing NHL games this year. I think ESPN as well. There's not a single Panthers game out of 50 TNT games. A team that's really good, the Panthers.
Yeah.
Zero. And Barry Jackson tweeted out yesterday, the Panthers get no games on ABC, ESPN, or TNT in the network's first year of the contract. They've got 8 games on Hulu. That was the national exposure that the Panthers got from this TV schedule. 8 games on Hulu. And then Barry Jackson points out also the Heat with no ABC games, the Finns with no games in what's considered to be the most prestigious NFL package, which is NBC on Sunday nights. Barry points out 3 good teams omitted from real national schedules.
You know what? I want to be mad, but I don't think those billion-dollar companies make mistakes.
Well, I would say this. I think the Heat would be a draw on ABC. I think that's a mistake. I think the Dolphins and Tua would be a draw on Sunday Night Football. I think the Dolphins have a huge amount of national recognition. It's hard to argue the Panthers being nationally relevant. Yeah. As good as they are, I don't think a lot of people know of the Florida Panthers. They're never in the playoffs.
But even, like, Miami's a gigantic market. I guarantee the damn Lightning and a little itty-bitty Tampa market.
Well, but they're Stanley Cup champions.
Like, the championship side of it.
Sure. No. If you're a winner, you're a winner.
Yeah, that's what – I just don't know. I always use, Washington State because it's the farthest away from us. Are Panther fans in Washington State really waiting to see what the Florida Panthers are this week?
No.
That's
But no. The only thing I'm saying is they have, as everyone who follows hockey will agree, a really good roster. They should be very good and very relevant. And
that's the thing. You know. All-stars. Not just you got in because you have to have one. Legit all-stars and a Hall of Fame coach.
Yep.
That's why I'm just like, ooh, ABC, ESPN, all these stations – didn't bid and didn't want them on there. It makes me think. That's the one thing.
I guarantee, had the Panthers beaten the Lightning in the playoffs last year,
sure.
Even if they lose in the second round, they beat the defending Stanley Cup champions in what would have been obviously a super dramatic series.
Yep.
Had the Panthers overcome that, whatever, 3-1 deficit, they're at least scheduled for a couple, maybe one or two
national
TV games.
Give me one TNT game. One TNT out of 50 games, give me one Panthers game. You got to put me on Hulu? Where do I even get that? I got to go to where do I go for that? The UPS store? My mailbox? Who's got the Hulu channel? What is that?
Sound like me now.
I know, yeah.
You know, damn NFL Network. You know what? It makes me think about the Dolphins. They had the Patriots everybody has the Patriots. They do power rankings ranked over the Dolphins. Not just right over them, a number of spots over the Dolphins if you break down the 32 teams. We go to New England and whoop their ass. They're still ranked over us and everything. Like, just that national respect I don't think is there. And since the Big Three broke up, I don't know if that run to the finals out of the Heat really swung people on the Heat down here. I don't think it did. I don't think the nation was as excited about the Heat as we are down here.
Somebody texts in, Panthers and Lightning matchup, though, would be a good TNT game or ESPN game because those games have been so exciting and you know, whatever. Yeah. Now I'm not going to get bogged down on a Football Friday. Go ahead, Solana. What else you got?
The big news today really is Dolphins wide receiver Will Fuller. Remember, he was suspended week one, was supposed to play, as far as we were concerned, on Sunday. But Brian Flores today confirming, after Will Fuller not spotted at practice yesterday, confirming he is out Sunday versus Buffalo for personal reasons. And Flores was kind of asked about the future of Will Fuller on the Dolphins moving forward. He says Fuller will remain on the roster at this time.
Yeah, he would not confirm that Fuller will play this season. It was an odd deferral. He says, one day at a time, he has my support. Things happen. When they happen, they're not part of normal every day. It's a surprise from that standpoint. He's dealing with it. We'll support him. Yeah. So, sounds like something serious.
That's what I went with when you read it earlier.
Yep.
Here's your NFL schedule. 1 p.m., Dolphins-Bills on Sunday. The pregame show with Channing Crowder begins 9 a.m. Eastern time here in Miami. The Jets, they'll play the Patriots. They'll host the Patriots, 1 p.m. kickoff as well. And then your Sunday night football game, Ravens-Chiefs, Kansas City marches in to Baltimore, a one-point favorite.
Don't forget, you can hear the Dolphins game on 560 QAM. You can hear the Hurricanes game tomorrow on 560 QAM. That's an 8 a.m. pregame, right?
Yes.
Because it's a noon kickoff.
8 a.m. pregame, that's a noon kickoff, number 24 Miami hosting Michigan State.
I think the Canes-Michigan State game is on ABC tomorrow, right? Isn't it the national game on ABC?
I'm not sure if it's the national game on ABC.
I think it is. Steven says, yeah.
It is. I know UF Alabama, that's on ABC, 3:30 p.m. Last I saw Florida, a 15-point underdog at home.
It was at 14.5.
I think it's
13.5.
I saw 14.5. If it keeps going up, I'm going to consider betting Florida, to be quite honest.
If we hit 17, go Florida with the points.
No, it's 14.5 still.
Okay.
That half, though, is a killer. That hook. The hook kills you.
If it goes up some more.
We'll ask Lee Sterling. Lee Sterling is going to join us in the next segment, so we can ask him what his play is going to be on that game.
Marlins open their 3-game series versus the Pirates tonight. 7:10 p.m. is your first pitch from Lone Depot Park. Inter Miami, they host the New York Red Bulls 7 p.m., looking to climb back up into the Eastern Conference standings. Finally, guys, a genetics company called Colossal have raised $15 million to try to use DNA to bring back woolly mammoths.
I saw that story.
What for? How much money?
Seems like a bad idea. We've all seen Jurassic Park. We really want, going to be late coming in. There's a woolly mammoth on 95, and everyone's trying to get off on State Road 84. And I,
Is it going to solve any issues?
Yeah.
What? No. What's a woolly mammoth walking around going to help us with?
The lack of woolly mammoths. By the way, $15 million, they spared no expense.
You woke up one Saturday you woke up and said, "Hoo, if I could see a woolly mammoth."
I'm sure someone has.
No, they haven't.
I mean, not me, but I'm sure someone has.
Are we allowed to eat them?
I don't know.
If they bring them back, can we eat them?
I think it tastes a little gamey. Now that's a crazy calzone ID. What do you want, pepperoni? Nah, I'll take woolly mammoth.
Woolly mammoth. Let's cheat on the side. Get the hell out of here, a woolly mammoth.
They're going to try to make a mammoth-elephant hybrid first, though, which I'm extremely excited about.
Sure.
You know what?
I think we all are.
I'm ready to make fun of them, but I love that damn liger at the little parrot jungle.
Right, but those are two currently living creatures that have mated. This would be bringing one back from prehistoric times. When's the last time woolly mammoths were on the earth?
I believe it was...
He was going to try.
I was amazed that he was going to give an answer. I couldn't believe it. I said, this mofo is going to give an answer like he knows. Thank you for pulling the plug.
I said, I believe it was, and both your eyes just opened
up. I couldn't believe. And I thought you were going to say something like the 1960s. Like, I figured you don't know.
53.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Solana?
10,000 years ago, by the way, I'm reading. 10,000 years ago is what I'm reading here. Let's get to our weather from the Demesman-Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy right now in Miami. Tonight, the lows are going to drop to around the mid-70s, around 84 degrees right now. That's your weather.
Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. He's going to give us some picks for the weekend in a moment here.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
And you know, FaceTime has this unique ring to it.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You can see Lee Sterling riding in on a woolly mammoth.
They're going to remake a woolly mammoth.
What would you rather have them, what do they call this, Solana, restarting? Like, what are the scientists doing? They're recreating a woolly mammoth?
Recreating the woolly mammoth.
Like, what extinct animal would you like if they could recreate one? Woolly mammoth, saber-toothed tiger?
No, that's going to kill the hell out of us, Hawk.
Dinosaurs like Jurassic Park, pterodactyls. Yeah, you can't do a flying.
They go and tear you up. Nothing violent.
Right.
Maybe something nice. Maybe the dodo bird.
Are the dodo birds, those are extinct?
Yeah, and they're stupid and they kind of just bop around.
Is that how they got their name, the dodo bird?
I think so. I'd eat one, though.
A dodo bird.
Yeah, boy.
I think it's gamey.
Whatever, my answer, whatever animal they bring back, it better be edible. Bring back nothing just to look at.
Right. I mean, if you're going to bring back a woolly mammoth, there is a food crisis in many countries.
Big.
If you're going to bring back a woolly mammoth, I mean.
We can vacuum seal them.
Box them up like a veal. That's terrible. All right. We got to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. His website is ParamountSports.com. And he doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We just enjoy getting his picks. And you can follow him on Twitter, @ParamountSports. And he was 4-4 on this show last week. Now, admittedly, I give him all the local college games, and they're not necessarily games that he might pick on his own. But if you give someone 8 games, they go 4-4. It's not bad. Yep. But I'm gonna give you a bunch of games again here, Lee. Are you ready?
I am. We went 2-1 on the big three.
On the real three.
And I expected Alex should have played the Texas State fight song coming in.
That's right. That win. Solana, his Texas State team beat your FIU Panthers, and we had Texas State +2.
It was in overtime. It doesn't really count. But, Lee, I do owe you a Heat game. I do.
Oh, that's right. You guys had a wager on it.
I will pay up.
Yeah, we had dinner. So if he would have played the fight song, I probably would have gone for some chicken fingers and French fries and a Diet Coke. I have a feeling I'm going to order steak.
Right. All bets are off now.
It includes dessert, too. So I think I'm going to go all out on them.
Very good. Yep. All right, let's get to it. I'm going to go the two big games concerning us, obviously. Miami Hurricanes right now are 6-point favorites over Michigan State tomorrow at Hard Rock Stadium.
Unless this is a trap play, I think Michigan State's the right side. They ran for 326 yards on Northwestern's defense, which is usually pretty stingy against the run. Kenneth Walker III, transfer from Wake Forest. They hit the transfer portal hard. They got 5 transfer starters. And I just think that they're more physical than Miami. And unless Miami coaches these kids up, unless they hit on some big plays, I think Miami's in trouble. Michigan State plays a ton of 4-3 cover 2. Will Mallory needs to figure in this game plan and catch 5, 6, 7 balls or else they're in trouble.
Hey, we need Will Mallory to catch balls for the Canes. We need Mike Gesicki to catch balls for the Dolphins. How about the Dolphins game? Dolphins are 3.5-point underdogs at home Sunday against Buffalo.
To win the wager, I think Miami would have been better off if Buffalo would have won the opening week. They're going to come in angry. Josh Allen, he's dominated Miami. And I'm still not sold on our offensive line, so I'm going with Buffalo here, -3.5.
All right. It's got to pain you to take Buffalo and Michigan State against our two teams. But this is all about money. That's all we're worried about. Tonight, UCF, the reigning former national champions, UCF, 6.5-point favorites at Louisville.
I think UCF's offense is just as prolific or more than Ole Miss's, which laid a big number on Louisville, 1 by 19. It should have been by 39. Gus Malzahn, he is not slowed down the pace of the offense at all, and that's a problem. When you're trying to cover or at least keep it close, I think UCF wins this game by 2 or 3 touchdowns.
All right. How about Saturday? The big one Saturday is Crowder's Florida Gators. They are hosting Alabama. Alabama is a 14.5-point favorite.
So most people look and see Dan Mullen's 0-10 against Nick Saban. Hasn't tasted victory since he was an assistant under Urban Meyer with Tim Tebow at quarterback in the 2008 SEC title game, but he has covered five of the last eight. If Anthony Richardson plays at least half this game, they got a fighter's chance. The kid's a gazelle. Todd Grantham, I think, might be able to dial up some different looks and a variety of blitzes here. I don't think Bryce Young's been tested here. That was maybe one of the greatest Bama teams of all time. They were a two-touchdown favorite last year in the SEC title game and only won by six to the wire. Bama escapes 35-31.
Wow.
Hey, I got to ask you about that game, Lee. If Anthony Richardson was the starter, if Dan Mullen comes out and says Anthony Richardson healthy and starting, would the line be different?
I think it'd be probably about 12.5-13.
Yeah. I think everyone around the country has watched Anthony Richardson and said, this guy's special.
I love Emory Jones. Anthony's better than Emory Jones.
Yeah. No, Emory Jones isn't the guy. Trust me.
Yeah. Florida State.
How about this? 25 yards per carry for Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Every time he's under center, he's doing something magical.
He scores.
Yeah.
And also, Alabama has not played in the swamp in 10 years.
Florida State. They are getting 4.5 at Wake Forest. Florida State had the upset loss last Saturday.
And Wake Forest has a really good offense, 46 points per game the last five games, but their defense scares me. So they can't stop anyone. Last team with the ball wins here. I'm going with Florida State. Let's take the points, 38-35 Seminoles.
All right, good for the ACC. FIU. Solana's FIU Panthers coming off a tough home loss to Texas State in overtime. FIU is plus 20 at Texas Tech.
I can't play this game. I can't watch
No,
the game
I understand.
Again.
I totally understand.
Pass. Hard pass.
Solana, does that hurt you? Does that hurt you at all? He can't even bear to watch it.
I mean, you're disrespecting Max Bortenschlager, who almost took it to you, Lee. But.
almost took it to Texas State. It's quite the braggadocious comment. And then, I don't know if anybody knows anything about this, but FAU up in Boca, they are hosting Fordham. FAU is a 33-point favorite.
Fordham is really bad. They have both of their specialists, their kicker and punter, on the media guide. FAU, blowout city, 58-7.
That's always a dead giveaway, right? We've seen so much out of our punter. We want to feature him. Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. He's on Twitter at Paramount Sports. You have any other games that you want to give us before we get out of here?
Three quick ones.
Okay.
So we're going with Auburn plus the 5.5, 6 points at Penn State. Whiteout games, only 6-6 against the spread. Auburn has a healthy running back in Tank Bigsby. They win outright there. NFL, we're going to go with Indianapolis plus the points against the Rams. Just think they got caught against Seattle on a couple long plays. I like the way Carson Wentz looked in this game. They have a top five defense in takeaways, run defense, and red zone defense last year. I think they're going to win that game outright, and I have a back-the-truck-up UFC selection for Saturday night. We're going to go to the main event Saturday night. Anthony Lionheart Smith takes on Ryan Superman Spann. Anthony Smith is a 165 favorite. He's going to be making the walk for the 17th time. He's faced some of the very best in the division, guys like John Jones, Glover Teixeira, Thiago Santos. While both fighters have looked really good in their last outing, huge jump in competition here for Spann. And this is the first time facing the prospect of five rounds. Spann, he has a puncher's chance here, but this Superman is not more powerful here than a locomotive. And Smith has an excellent chin and a superb cardio. Lionheart will be Superman's kryptonite, and after surviving an early onslaught, he's going to finish Spann here via ground and pound or submission as they enter the championship rounds. No, the finish won't be faster than a speeding bullet, but never underestimate the heart of a lion. Back up the truck, Anthony Lionheart Smith minus the 165, easy winner.
Where did our back up the truck sound go, Solano? We used to have sound effects for a back the Brinks truck up pick from Lee Sterling. You're snoozing back there.
He's
still smarting over the Texas State loss.
There we go.
I mean, if we're nothing, I mean, we pay for these sound effects. We don't really use them. Lee Sterling. Lee Sterling.
He just upset I cleaned
out. He really is. He really is. He's lashing out at you. Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. He gave us a lot of picks here. Michigan State plus the points tomorrow against UM. Buffalo laying the points Sunday against the Dolphins. He likes UCF laying the points tonight at Louisville. He likes Crowder's Florida Gators getting the points on Saturday. He likes FSU getting the points on Saturday. He likes FAU laying the points Saturday. Stay away from the FIU Texas Tech game. And then he likes Auburn getting the points on Saturday. He likes the Colts getting the points against the Rams Sunday. And his back the Brinks truck up pick, UFC Saturday night, Anthony Smith minus 165. There's a lot of picks for free, just because Lee loves you, everybody. So there you go. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Thank you, Lee.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
There you go. Have a great weekend. Forgot to ask him what he would like to see come back. The woolly mammoth, the pterodactyl, the dodo bird.
There we go.
We're going to do a Dolphins question of the day in the next segment. Solana's getting all ready for a Football Friday Dolphins question of the day.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Today's National I Love My Feet Day. Two out of three members on the show can celebrate that today.
Trust me, you will kill it on I Love My Ass Day.
Hawk and Crowder.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Before we get to the Dolphins question of the day, let me give you the Dolphins injury report, which was just released. Let me see here. I'm going to find the injury report. And it's brought to you by UHealth Sports Medicine. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com. Your Dolphins injury report, we know the Will Fuller story. It's been talked about a lot today. He is not going to play on Sunday, and who knows when he's going to rejoin the team, but obviously he did not participate in practice today. Preston Williams is officially listed as questionable for Sunday. He had a limited practice today after having a full practice yesterday. The other players on the injury report all had full practices today. John Jenkins, Devontae Parker, Alandon Roberts, Adam Shaheen, Andrew Van Ginkle, and Clayton Feljajang. And then the Buffalo Bills, Gabriel Davis is questionable. And Cole Beasley, he's on the list, but looks like he's going to play. Stephon Diggs did not participate in practice today.
Ooh.
Interesting. That would be nice.
Thank you.
That would be nice. There you go. That's your Miami Dolphins injury report. The big one is Will Fuller. A lot of people were expecting him to make his debut for the Dolphins on Sunday. He will not. All right, let's get to the Miami Dolphins question of the day. And by the way, the Miami Dolphins question of the day is brought to you by Dade County Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Miami Dolphins. You can go to fincu.com for more info.
Guys?
Al. Alex.
Hey. Dolphins play the Bills Sunday.
True.
Multiple choice.
Bills.
With 23 straight takeaways. 23 games with a takeaway.
You always have the need to like we didn't understand that part. And then he's got to re-say it as if, you know, just in case you didn't understand what takeaways were.
You know we watch football, right?
The Miami Dolphins have the longest active streak in the NFL with a takeaway. My question to you is, against Josh Allen, this high-powered Bills offense, will the Miami Dolphins make it 24 straight games with a takeaway on Sunday?
That's another Miami Dolphins question of the day.
I like the question. I am absolutely convinced that they will continue that streak. They've shown it to you against some of the best quarterbacks in the league. Patrick Mahomes comes to mind.
Yep.
Xavier Howard had a phenomenal takeaway last week. I think that Dolphins defense is biting again this year like they were last year. And so, yes, I believe they will have another takeaway on Sunday.
I'm with Hawk 100%. The way that Bills defense, offense came out against the Steelers, the man threw the ball 51 times. He is pass happy. Brian Daboll is letting Josh Allen really make a run for NFL MVP with how they're utilizing him. So 51 attempts, if you're throwing at that Dolphins secondary, they're going to go get one. One of 50, they're going to pick one of those off.
Yeah, I don't love how they're utilizing him either. So.
He just sits around. He sits around in his little tucked-in shirt, and he waits for these moments. I'm going to turn my mic on.
Turn it on.
Let's see if there's any prop bets for Sunday's Dolphins game yet. They usually don't post them this. I'm just curious what the over-under is on Josh Allen rushing yards. I was curious because I didn't watch much of the Pittsburgh game. Is he still a rusher?
He can go.
Like, he's still
– no.
Did you see Daniel Jones last – well, no, you didn't. You don't have NFL Network. No. Daniel Jones, I mean, looked like he was Saquon Barkley last night.
Josh Allen can get after it. But the Steelers gave him pure D hell with Melvin Ingram and T.J. Watt, that old front four, front seven. The Dolphins have to – they have to – those guys up front can win the game or lose the game. You let Josh Allen run around for 8 seconds, they're going to win.
I just didn't know if he was still taking off at a moment's notice or if he's trying to throttle that back as he gets older and becomes more of a veteran. You want to put your body less at risk. So I didn't know if that – you know, like I didn't know if his over-unders were going to be 50, 60 yards again this season like they were. They're not up. They're not up yet.
Because you know? I would – they're it's well over 40.
Yeah.
I would say just how he was running, it's going to be over 40.
Which is again leads me to think that there could be a turnover somewhere in the. So how many games have they had, Solana, with a turnover?
23 straight games. By the way, I'm looking up here. Last year, the Bills played and beat the Dolphins twice. Josh Allen in the final regular season game to keep the Dolphins out of the playoffs. I don't think he played the entire game because they were up big, but he only had 11 rushing yards. And then the first time they played, he only had 4 rushing yards.
Huh.
Oh, 19. But, I'm sorry, 19 rushing yards in that first game. 4 rushes, 19 yards. So it's not really running all over the Dolphins.
But in those two games, he had probably 550 yards passing, 7 touchdowns, and 1 interception.
Right.
So he didn't kill him with his legs last year, but he destroyed us with his arm.
4 o'clock hour, we're going to talk with another gambler, Rob Pizzola from Canada. He usually joins us on Thursdays, but I was off yesterday, so we'll join him in the 4 o'clock hour.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Do you know who I am?
No, I can't say that I do.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.